Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be part of your day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And Lois Geller is our guest, our longtime friend, great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for many years, the author of so many books I can't see over the top of them, including the Bible on Direct Marketing Response, now in its revised, expanded, and probably 16th edition, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. She's a small business owner just like you and me, and that's one of the reasons why I've always loved her, and she has her own company, Lois Geller Marketing. She's our good friend, Lois. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Lois, with the way things are going, the way things are looking, all the stuff we get out of talking heads out of Washington, out of New York, the stock market's on a roller coaster, Europe's in the tank, et cetera, et cetera. It'd be pretty easy to kind of get down on the economy and kind of be a little demotivated, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, especially when you're a small business owner like we are.
Yeah.
It's really can be kind of tough.
But we can't really afford to languish like that, though, can we?
Well, I think we can have a pity party for about 2 days.
2 days?
And then after the pity party is over, I think then we have to rise to the occasion.
two days. Wow. Now, can it be a weekday, or does it have to be on a weekend?
No, I would say the weekend is better. We don't have time during the week.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So take a weekend and get out of your system, right?
Exactly.
And then what?
I came back from a conference up in Westchester, a business-to-business conference, and I finished my last speech on Friday, a keynote, and I came home and I was feeling really down for 2 days about the economy and these major companies, catalog companies, all having trouble. Everybody told me their sad stories. I was so down. I said 2 days. By Monday, I was so energized. I flew into the office at 7 o'clock, and I'm not an early person. And I had everybody in a flurry by 9 o'clock about all the new things I wanted to do. So I think it can work that way. I think we can spur ourselves to new heights with all this gloom and doom and stock market thing. I think it's a great time for certain people because it always makes me think of Tom Dixon. Do you remember Tom Dixon?
I don't know.
Tom Dixon was the guy that had this company called BlendTech, and he still has it. And it was Will It Blend, and he got the idea to throw iPhones and marbles and everything into his blender to show how superior his blender was to everybody else's. And he got, on YouTube, he got, I think, 25 million hits on the blender, and then sold, you know, more blenders than he had ever sold.
Wow. I had no idea that many people wanted to grind up their marbles and iPhones.
It was just an example of.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought, wow, this is a market, an untapped market I didn't know about.
No, he just said that. Gee, if you can blend up marbles and iPhones, can you imagine what it can do? Anyway, it was a fun. It was fun videos and.
Well, that's a 21st century way to create demand, to create some buzz about yourself, and that is a good lesson for those of us. If you don't have enough business folks, you know, maybe you got to take the blinders off. Maybe you should look around and maybe get a little crazy. What do you think, Lois?
Well, I think it's time to be creative. You know, last weekend I was watching TV and on ABC here on Channel 10, our local channel. They were talking about the 10 top restaurants in the area, and there was something called Scroobies. And Michael loves barbecue stuff. And it said Scroobies Barbecue was the best down here. And it was pretty far away from where I live. And I called up all my friends and I said, we're going to Scrooby Saturday night, you know. So we all got in a bunch of cars and we headed out to this place because I had seen it on TV. They talked about it being a family business, the fact that the barbecue is better than anywhere in South Florida. Worth the trip, blah, blah, blah. We made the trek, and it was pretty good. But the idea stuck with me that if I hadn't heard the story of Scroobies, we never would have gone. It was in a strip mall, you know. It was about 45, 50 minutes away. I had 10 couples with me.
Wow.
We made the trek. But the funny thing was that because of that video, and then when I came back, I thought, you know, we have some clients that people really don't know the story of their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested to two of them that we do a video that I can put on Twitter and Facebook and various places to tell. Because sometimes the video story and the picture is worth so much more than the ads mm-hmm. that we do and the direct mail and everything else. So that came out of that. You know.
Well, you know, the reason why I think that's what you're saying is so important, Lois, is because, you know, I've been trying to talk to my audience a lot about blending the things that have always been, customers have always wanted and that they're always going to want. They're always going to mm-hmm. want value. They're always going to want high touch. And mm-hmm. but those things, that in when you and I were coming up as pups, Lois, in the marketplace, that's all you had to have, was be mm-hmm. nice to them and give them a good value. But today, customers have another level of expectation. In the age of the customer, customers have another level of expectation, and it's that level is all about whether you're relevant to them or not.
Exactly.
And what you just said is that video that they talked about, and all the different ways that they got you to drive an hour to go to their strip mall restaurant. Somehow somehow you connected with them. You became a little relevant to them, and it had nothing to do with how much their barbecue was. You didn't even ask about the price, did you?
No, I didn't even care about the price. I love the story.
Yeah.
And people like stories about companies. And they like things that are different. And I think we hear so much noise about go to this place. And ads all have a sameness about them.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the direct mail programs that I receive are all sort of, you know, formulaic almost.
Years ago, Lois, I had mm-hmm. a client when I was had my consulting business, and they had a wacky way of running their business that somebody once said, you should charge admission for people to just watch you guys do business. And that's, I mean, that's the reason why customers came back. Hold on to that thought, Lois. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Lois Geller is our guest. She's the author of Customers for Keeps. It's all about taking care of customers. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.